My dearly beloved in Christ, you know that the Assumption of our Blessed Mother is a holy day of obligation, and we observe in this country 6 holy days of obligation. 2 of them, feasts of our Blessed Mother, the Assumption, and the other, the Immaculate Conception on December 8th. Both of these titles of Our Lady or events in her life have been declared dogmas of the faith by the popes. The Immaculate Conception was declared a dogma of the faith in 1854 by Pope Pius IX, and the Assumption of Our Lady just recently in 1950 by Pope Pius XII was proclaimed a dogma. And that means that Catholics must, under pain of losing their souls, must believe these dogmas. And it also was done to settle any controversy, because before that time, there was debate among some theologians, although the vast majority have always believed these truths of faith. In fact, the Assumption of Our Lady is most likely the oldest feast of Our Lady in the church year. Some authors believe it goes back to the time of the apostles themselves. And of course, the Assumption only stands to reason, because if you think of the body of our Blessed Mother, our bodies, after our death, will be placed in the grave and will decay. But it is unthinkable that the most pure body of the Blessed Virgin Mary should have been subject to decay. You know that one of the great proofs of the truth of the Catholic religion is the existence of many bodies of incorrupt bodies of saints. Many saints whose tombs were opened later, sometimes hundreds of years later, and their bodies were found incorrupt. But even in those cases, over time, some of those bodies have decayed or partially so. But again, it would be unthinkable that penalty of original sin should apply to our Blessed Mother, because from her body we have and we receive in Holy Communion the body and blood of our Divine Lord. And he received his body, you could say, from the substance of her flesh, of her body. So we celebrate today then this wonderful feast day of her triumph, the conclusion of her life on earth. Some are even of the opinion that she didn't really die, that she fell asleep. Whatever the case may be, we know that her death would have been without any pain, just like, again, a falling asleep. And it was peaceful. St. Alphonsus Liguori says there are 3 reasons why people fear death, why we fear death. 3 main reasons. 1 is because people are attached to things or persons in this life, and they don't want to leave it. But our Blessed Mother had no attachment to anything in the world. Her attachment was to Almighty God, to her Divine Son, and so she longed to be with him. And it was a continual miracle that kept her in the body in this world. So she had no attachment. The second thing that causes people to fear death is their conscience bothers them. They know that they have offended Almighty God, and they fear, perhaps I have not been forgiven. I have perhaps not done adequate penance and an adequate atonement for my sins. But our Blessed Mother never committed even the slightest venial sin, so she had nothing to fear in that regard. And of course, the third reason of fear of death is the uncertainty of eternity. That in Scripture it says, be not without fear about sins forgiven, sins committed, because again, we do not know that we have adequately been sorry for them. But once again, our Blessed Mother had nothing to fear. She who lived her entire life centered around her divine son, and living for him, had nothing to fear for death. So on this beautiful feast, let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us imitate her, to help us to conquer sin, to help us prepare every day for eternity, and to look forward to our own departure from this world, that, as St. Paul said, St. Paul put it, I desire to be dissolved and to be with Christ. Dissolved meaning the bond uniting soul and body, to be severed so that my soul can flee this world and be united to God. Let us, on this wonderful feast, ask our Blessed Mother to help us to prepare well for eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.